calling it an unfortunate and tragic accident. State Coroner Adam Nakoda wrote that Indian singer Zubin Garg died after drowning during a swim off Lazarus Island. The 53-year-old was in Singapore for the Northeast India Festival and joined a yacht outing with acquaintances a day before his performance. The court found no evidence that he had been forced or coerced into the trip, noting that he had agreed to it voluntarily and appeared happy and at ease before boarding. Evidence showed that he had consumed alcohol before entering the water, with toxicology reports indicating levels high enough to impair coordination and judgment. Despite repeated reminders, Mr. Garg removed his life jacket during his first swim and refused to wear one before entering the water again. During that second swim, he appeared fatigued and was seen struggling before losing consciousness in the water. The court also heard that Mr. Garg had a history of epilepsy and hypertension, but found no evidence of a stroke or cardiac event. Those around him moved quickly to help, bringing him back to the yacht where CPR was started. The police, Coast Guard were alerted and a patrol craft arrived within minutes to take over resuscitation efforts. Mr. Garg was then taken to Singapore General Hospital, where he was later pronounced dead. The coroner found no delays in rescue efforts, noting that CPR was administered promptly and that he was conveyed to the mainland as quickly as possible. He also said there was no evidence of foul play, a conclusion that aligns with earlier police investigations. 6 months after Mr. Garg's passing, the findings now bring clarity to the circumstances surrounding his death. The case had sparked widespread attention, including uproar and allegations in India, even leading to protests there.